Do you never imagine things different from what they really are?
Never.
Oh, Miss Marilla, how much you miss.
It's good to see you on your feet again, Rachel.
You know me, Marilla. I'm not often sick. I know some folks make a regular hobby of it, but this grip I had, the doctor wouldn't allow me to put my foot out of doors. Mind you, in the last fortnight, I've been hearing some surprising things about you and Matthew.
I don't suppose you're any more surprised than I am myself.
It was too bad there was such a mix-up. Couldn't you have sent her back?
We could, but we decided not to. Matthew took a fancy to her, and I must say I like her myself, although I admit she has her faults. Oh, the house seems a different place already. She's a real bright little thing.
It's a great responsibility you've taken on. You don't know much about her or her real disposition. But I don't want to discourage you, I'm sure, Marilla.
I'm not feeling discouraged. When I make up my mind to do a thing, it stays made up. I suppose you'd like to see Anne. Here she comes now.
Marilla, I discovered a new lane below the apple orchard. Oh,
and this is our neighbor, Mrs. Lynde.
Well, they didn't pick you for your looks, that's certain. She's terribly skinny and homely, Marilla. Come here, child, and let me have a look at you. Lawful heart, did anyone ever see such freckles? And hair as red as carrots. Come here, child, I say.
I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. How dare you call me skinny and ugly? How dare you say I'm freckled and red-headed? You are a rude, impolite, unfeeling woman. How dare you say such things about me? How would you like to be told that you are fat and clumsy and probably haven't a spark of imagination in you? Oh. I don't care if I do hurt your feelings by saying so. You have hurt mine worse than they were ever hurt before, even by Mrs. Thomas's intoxicated husband. And I'll never forgive you for it. Never, never.
Did anybody ever see such a temper?
Anne, go to your room and stay there until I come up.
Well, I don't envy you your job bringing that up, Marilla.
You shouldn't have twitted her about her looks, Rachel.
Marilla Cuthbert! You don't mean to say that you are defending her?
I'm not trying to excuse her. She's been very naughty, and I'll have to give her a talking to. But you were too hard on her, Rachel.
Well, I see that I'll have to be very careful what I say after this, Marilla. Since the fine feelings of orphans, brought from goodness knows where, have to be considered before anyone else.
Rachel!
Oh, no, I'm not vexed. Don't worry yourself. But if you'll take my advice, which I suppose you won't do, although I brought up 10 children and buried 2, you'll do that talking to you mentioned with a fair-sized birch switch.
Anne, get off that bed this minute and listen to what I have to say to you. This is a nice way for you to behave, Anne. Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
She hadn't any right to call me ugly and red-headed.
You hadn't any right to fly into such a fury.
Just imagine how you would feel if somebody told you to your face you were skinny and ugly.
I don't say that I think Mrs. Lynde was exactly right in saying what she did, but that is no excuse for your behavior. She was an elderly person and my visitor. All good reasons why you should have been respectful to her. You were rude and saucy and... You must apologize for your bad temper and ask her to forgive you.
You can punish me any way you like, Marilla. You can shut me up in a dark, damp dungeon inhabited by snakes and toads and feed me only on bread and water, and I shall not complain. But I cannot ask Mrs. Lynde to forgive me.
We're not in the habit of shutting people up in dark, damp dungeons, especially as they're rather scarce in Avonlea. But apologize to Mrs. Lynde, you must and shall, and you stay here in your room until you're willing to do it.
I shall have to stay here forever, then. I can't say I'm sorry when I'm not, can I? I can't even imagine I'm sorry.
Perhaps your imagination will be in better working order by the morning.
No sign of Anne this morning?
Oh, she knows what she has to do if she wants to come down to breakfast.
Oh, really, Marilla? It's a good thing Rachel Lynde got a calling down. She's a meddlesome old gossip.
Matthew Cuthbert, I'm astonished at you. I suppose you'll be saying next that she oughtn't to be punished at all.
Well, no, I reckon she ought to be punished a little. But don't be too hard on her, Marilla. You're going to give her something to eat, aren't you?
When did you ever hear of me starving people into good behavior?